WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Rise Higher Daily. We're diving deep into something super important today. Creating a positive environment that fuels your well-being. Ever feel like life's throwing curveballs left and right? You know that feeling when stress starts to creep in and everything just feels off? Well, I'm here to tell you, we have the power to shift those vibes. Building a positive environment isn't about living in some rose-colored bubble. It's about creating spaces both physically and mentally where you can thrive. Think of it like this. Your surroundings are like the soundtrack to your life. You wouldn't want an angry, chaotic song playing all day, right? So, let's break down 5 key takeaways to supercharge your well-being and create that awesome, positive environment you deserve. First up, declutter. I'm not just talking about your living room, though that's important too. Think of this as a mental decluttering session. Identify the negative thoughts, beliefs, or experiences that are weighing you down. Are there any relationships that are draining your energy? Any projects that are causing unnecessary stress? It's time to let go of what no longer serves you. Imagine your mind is a beautiful garden you wouldn't want weeds taking over, right? So, pull out those negative thoughts and make space for something positive to grow. Second, surround yourself with good vibes. Think about the people who uplift you, inspire you, and make you feel good about yourself. Spend time with them. Engage in activities that bring you joy, whether it's painting, dancing, playing music, or simply enjoying a cup of tea in your favorite spot. Remember, life is too short to be surrounded by negativity. Choose people and activities that fuel your soul. Number 3. Gratitude. This one's a game changer. It's not about ignoring the tough stuff, it's about finding those little moments of joy in everyday life and acknowledging them. Take a few minutes each day to reflect on what you're grateful for, big or small. Did your coffee taste amazing this morning? Did a friend send you a thoughtful message? Celebrate these wins. Gratitude is a magical way of shifting your perspective and attracting more positivity into your life. Now, let's talk about boundaries. This is crucial for maintaining a positive environment. It's not selfish, it's self-care. Learn to say no to things that drain your energy or don't align with your values. Set clear expectations in your relationships and communicate your needs effectively. Remember, you deserve to have your time and energy respected. Finally, be kind to yourself. This is a huge one. Treat yourself with the same compassion and understanding that you would offer a dear friend. Practice self-care rituals that nourish your mind, body, and soul. Take breaks when you need them. Forgive yourself for mistakes, everyone makes them. Remember, you're human, and it's okay to have off days. Okay, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine Sarah, who's feeling super overwhelmed. Her work is piling up, she's constantly checking social media, and her living space is cluttered. She's exhausted and starting to feel really down. So Sarah decides to take action. She starts by decluttering her physical space, getting rid of unnecessary items, and organizing her belongings. Next, she sets aside time for activities that bring her joy, reading a good book, taking a walk in nature, or catching up with friends. She also makes a conscious effort to practice gratitude each day, focusing on the positive aspects of her life. Sarah sets boundaries at work, learning to say no to tasks that aren't essential and prioritizing her well-being. And most importantly, she's kind to herself, acknowledging that it takes time to create positive change and celebrating her progress along the way. See how powerful these small changes can be. By implementing these 5 key takeaways, you can transform your environment into a haven of positivity, boosting your well-being and setting yourself up for success. Remember, it's not about achieving perfection, it's about making conscious choices that move you in a positive direction. So, go out there and create the amazing environment you deserve. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs a little dose of positivity. Until next time, keep rising higher.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.